Good morning. Today I will continue with the series, Maintaining Hope in the Midst of the Prevailing Coronavirus Pandemic. How important are promises in your life? The most important earthly relationship is founded on promises. Contracts of employment are based on mutual promises. Business relationships are established and maintained by promises which are enforceable by law. Do promises form a firm basis for hope? The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines a promise as a declaration that one will do or refrain from doing something specified, a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specified act. The Word of God states in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Note the words, exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we might be partakers of the divine nature. God has given us his solemn promises. Can we trust him? Can we have hope? Can we be confident in God? Numbers 23 verse 19 state, "God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and he will not do? Or has he spoken and he will not make it good?" Since God is truth, he does not lie. In fact, he cannot lie. He is unchanging. God is totally different from man. Something that comes so easily for men is impossible for God Almighty. He cannot lie. We can trust his promises. We can have hope in the midst of this prevailing coronavirus pandemic because our God is faithful. He cannot lie. Titus 1 verse 2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." And Hebrews 6 verse 18 state, "That by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation," or hope, "who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us." The fact that involves two unchangeable things, the promise itself and the oath which rests on the very character of God, in which it is impossible for God to lie, provides strong encouragement for Christians to persevere while hoping for the fulfillment of that promise. Abraham was persuaded by the promise of God. Hebrews 11, 8 to 19. Word of God records that he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. He was not content with temporal things. He looked to eternity. He looked to God. And that is what we are called as Christ followers in this day of crisis, to do. Look beyond the crisis. Look to God. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, the Word of God states, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." As Christ followers, we have a living hope, a hope that does not make ashamed, a hope that is on Christ the solid rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, the word of God states, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. God is our solid hope. We can trust in him. We need not panic, because he's there for us. David the psalmist said, Psalm 37 verse 25, I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, his descendants begging bread. God has a perfect track record, and therefore, those who trust in him, regardless of what is happening, can have hope. Let me say to you that God, the God of the universe, the sovereign God whom we serve, has revealed himself to us. He has given us his promises as a foundation for trusting in him, for hoping in him. God in the Old Testament revealed himself by several names. His self-disclosure sought to ensure that we would understand him, get a glimpse of who he is, because he's so vast that we cannot fully in our human minds comprehend him. So we see that he reveals himself as El Elyon, the Most High God. Genesis 14 and verse 18. He is incomparable. There's none like him. He's Lord and Master, Adonai. He's Yahweh, the I Am. He is the one who meets all our needs. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ, the God-man, reveals himself as the way, the truth, the life, the bread of life. He is all that God revealed himself in the Old Testament to be. Yes, our God is a healer. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Exodus 15, 26. He is the Lord who is there. He's there for us. Ezekiel chapter 48 and verse 35, Jehovah Shammah. Yes, the God who promises, the God who assures us through his exceedingly great and precious promises, has revealed himself to us so that we can understand, begin to comprehend that he is there for us, the solid rock. So what promises can we hold on to in this time when all these things are happening to us? Loss of jobs, loss of livelihood, career plans on hold. Isaiah 41, 1 to 3. But now says, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Our God did not say we would not pass through the fire or through the waters, but he promised his presence. Jehovah Shammah, he will be there for us, so we can trust him as we face the uncertainties, as we face the new normal caused by the prevailing coronavirus pandemic. We can have hope because our God has given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Next week, we'll conclude this series as we continue to look to the God of hope.